I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree that the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to the region's security once it is fully implemented. He said the two sides also agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Appearing with Kerry, Qatari Foreign Minister Khaled Al-Attari offered a cautious endorsement of the Iran nuclear agreement, calling it the best option. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Mr. Obama's Clean Power Plan would reduce reliance on coal-fired electricity and move towards renewable energy. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. The president said in a video posted early Sunday that the climate is changing and that the issue is not a problem for another generation.
It's changing in ways that threaten our economy, our security, and our health. This isn't opinion. It's fact, backed up by decades of carefully collected data and overwhelming scientific consensus. And it has serious implications for the way that we live now.
He cited hot summers, higher sea levels, and more frequent extreme weather, calling them disasters that are more expensive and dangerous. Legal challenges to the regulations are expected from as many as 25 states, and the cases are likely to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Power companies have been converting their energy generation away from coal and increasingly rely on natural gas and renewable sources. This is VOA News. A new survey in the United States shows by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans oppose the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear development program and think it will make the world less safe. The public opinion poll released Monday by Quinnipiac University in Connecticut showed registered U.S. voters by a 57% to 28% margin oppose the deal the United States and five other world powers finalized last month with Tehran. The pact bars Iran from building a nuclear weapon in the coming years in exchange for lifting Western and United Nations sanctions on Iran that have hobbled its economy. On the heels of a landmark visit to Kenya and Ethiopia, where President Barack Obama declared Africa is on the move, he honed the message this time to 500 young leaders visiting from sub-Saharan Africa. The continent has achieved historic gains in health from fighting HIV/AIDS to making China